O pity a harmless maid, you lovers that hear my moan. Young Phaon is from me strayed, and here I am left alone. My sorrows was ne'er so severe as now for the loss of my swain. Alas, I have reason to fear I never shall see him again. Through valleys I range and rove, and deserts both far and near, and every shady grove, in order to find my dear. But weary of wandering now, since Phaon I cannot find, oh, here in these shades I vow, my breath shall be straight resigned. Sweet death, thou must prove, my friend, since there is no joys appears. For why should I live to spend my sorrowful days in tears? His innocent life is betrayed. Alas, I have cause to fear, or else he would ne'er have stayed so long from his dearest dear. He never was false to me, but true as the turtle dove. Therefore I know that he would never desert his love, but that some unfortunate doom has blasted the days of my dear. Oh, would I had died in his room, for I have no comfort here. Whenever I close my eyes to slumber and take my rest, I fancy I hear the cries of Phaon, my love oppressed. His body all bathed in blood, thus gashed for my love he appears. At this my poor eyes like a flood does melt into showers of tears. Farewell to the world, said she, since Phaon is not alive. This minute I'll come to thee, for why should I here survive? Then taking a weapon so keen, so soon as these words she had spoke, but Phaon straight stepped in between and hindered the fatal stroke. As soon as she e'er beheld young Phaon, her heart's delight, she was with love raptures filled, her sorrows all banished quite. With trembling voice she replied, sweet Phaon, thou'rt welcome to me. My patience, alas, has been tried, but now I am happy in thee. Pardon, fair Cynthia, he said, for leaving three sighing here. My flocks with their lambs they strayed, and I have ranged far and near. The valleys, nay, desert and grove, I wander from morning till night. But now I am come to my love, to crown thee with joy and delight. Whenever I slept, said she, I wakened in frightful dreams. Thy body I thought I see, all bathed in purple streams. When I in this passion did wake, and just at the point of despair, I knew not what course I should take. My sorrows I could not bear. Love, dry off thy tears, said she, since I am alive and well, and here in the shades with thee, hereafter I mean to dwell, and never will wander again from thee who I dearly adore. The glory of all the whole plain, fair Cynthia shall be therefore.